This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the Friday calendar. It's the 23rd of September. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden. This is a routine. Some people like routine. Some people do not like routine. Our routine could be considered daily, could be considered hourly. There are things that we do even in our hours that are considered routine. When we come out of the newscast, I give you a quick introduction as to who's here, and then I introduce you to what our conversation is, or can be, certainly. And then we go on through the course of the program, through the course of the day. Today's Friday, so many of you are not working over the weekend, and that's a routine that you like, because you like to do what on Saturday? Is there a routine on Saturday? A lot of people have a routine on Saturday. They stay in bed a little bit later, they cook eggs, they have waffles on Sunday, they watch a football game on Sunday, they go to a movie on Saturday, whatever your routine. Sometimes, if you have a life that is dull and colorless, perhaps you live vicariously through the exciting life that Victoria Keelan has. As an example, my God, what an exciting life. This woman is a big-time broadcaster. She lives in New York City. She has the world at her fingertips. Life is great. No ordinary thing going on there, except she still has to do the dishes. She still has to wash her underwear. And therefore,
where is this going? Life.
I'm kind of getting into the routine of what Friday is all about. And on this program, one of our predictable routines is to go through the list of the top stories, the big topics of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. And in that list is what's going on in sports talk radio. The NBA says no, 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 no to kneeling. They're not going to allow that. And I don't know whether it was because it was a very quick ruling. The WNBA game, players, all of them went down on their knees this week. So do you think the NBA reaction to that was to say, as far as we're concerned, from this point on, we're making it very clear before the preseason begins, all the teams got letters, make sure they know the rules, no kneeling during the anthem will be tolerated. So does the NBA regulate the WNBA, or is it a separate group?
I don't know. I think they do, but...
So WNBA will have the same rules apply to it as the NBA. So do we think that this ruling that came out quickly yesterday from the NBA was a result of the WNBA players doing this?
No, it's actually in the handbook. It's the only league that has it written in the rules that you must stand for the anthem. The NFL doesn't have it. No one else has it.
So should all the rest of the leagues, the rest of the professional sports, should they do what the NBA has done? 888-302-3684. Maybe that's a good Twitter question. Twitter at DJ V Show, facebook.com/DJ V Show. What do you think? Does that make for a good
absolutely
question?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Let's see what we get for response from people. Does the rest of professional sports do what the NBA has done? Will there be pressure now brought to bear on these other leagues because of what the what the NBA has said? We mostly acknowledge most of the good players in basketball are black. Many of the good players in football are black. There's a pretty good, I wouldn't say majority, but there are plenty of black players, mostly because of where they come from in the Caribbean now. Would you say that there were more black players in baseball than white? Richie, I don't know
baseball, so that would be a rich question.
No. I wouldn't.
I don't think there are.
I would say
plenty.
It's probably a pretty even split between white, Hispanic, and black.
Yeah, Hispanic.
Thinking about my team,
skin.
It's probably a third of each.
Yeah. All right. So this brings me around, Victoria, to asking out loud, why is it that we have prejudice? There's a study done by a New York University psychology professor named David Amodio, which has been released, that suggests that we are all prejudiced, and we can either learn to be prejudiced or learn not to be prejudiced in the same way that you learn how to add two and two and come up with four, or the same way that you look at a sentence, you understand the noun and the verb, prepositions. That's instinctive. You know, as we carry out our conversations every day, we have to put together sentences, and we do it instinctively. We've been taught, our brain knows that we, in order to be an effective communicator, have to do, and we don't even think about it. We're not thinking, the process isn't that, oh, I must make a good sentence, so I better think about what's going to be in my sentence. No, I'm having a conversation with you right now based on me knowing that I got to put together sentences, and it's instinctive. It's like me moving my muscles. It's like it's there. It's almost instinctive. It's been taught to me and to you and to most of us. In order for us to survive, we have to be able to communicate. So why can't we teach people the same thing about prejudice? And my suggestion is that we do by either what we're doing example-wise. I think we had with one of those callers we were talking to in the last hour, Richie, seems to me, said something that led me to believe that his family, you know, the family prejudice that you have, and we can call them whatever you want. Call them prejudice, values, mores, standards, whatever word you want to use. But still, and all, what you are around is what you learn. And so you can quickly teach people by example. And I'm thinking about my grandson, Miles, for example, how we were on the beach the other day, and he learned how to cover up his legs. I dug a hole and stuck his legs in a hole and buried his legs in the hole. And from that moment on, he dug the hole himself, and he put his legs in the hole, and he covered them up with sand.
Okay.
One time. Yeah, I mean, so what I'm saying is that we all, if you choose to be prejudiced, that's your routine. If you choose not to be prejudiced, then that's your routine. We all have prejudices. I've said this on the air many times. If I'm on a dark street and I see four or five black guys walking toward me, I'm walking to the other side of the street. That's instinctive. Does that mean that I'm a prejudiced, I'm a racist? I don't know what it means other than instincts.
Are these just regular, normal black people?
I don't know. I can't see in the dark.
In a dark alley?
I can't see.
Regular, normal black people.
I mean, like, you know, are these like, you know, like, do these
I don't
guys
know.
Look like thugs?
I don't know. I can't see in the dark, and I'm not going to take a chance. I'm walking to the other side of the street. That's just it.
Okay.
So, and you do the same thing.
No, I don't. I live in New York City.
How do you
know? I don't do that.
If you were in a dark alley and you couldn't tell who was coming
through,
see,
that's what I asked you. I asked you. I said, "Are you in a dark alley?"
I said, "Yeah."
Area, or are you walking just down the street?
No, I said
I
was dark. It was dark.
Dark.
I couldn't
alleys.
See.
Okay. So, are you walking down the street to Framingham? I mean,
I don't walk down the streets of Framingham.
Yeah, okay. She's got a point though.
But if I did, there are plenty of places. If I went to Pine Street on the other side of the tracks, and it was dark, and I was walking down the street, and I saw some figures coming toward me, and I couldn't tell who they were, I'd be absolutely on the other side of the street.
But that's different. Your question was if it was black people, you cross the street.
I can't sometimes tell, and neither can anybody else, and that's the basis of prejudice. You've just made my point. Thank you. You just made the point.
But
you don't know.
Think about it.
Go ahead.
You wouldn't even pay attention in New York to who was walking down the street. It's just everybody. It's just all colors.
Well, it's because it's well lit, and they're not likely to be.
No, that's not true at all. I live in Manhattan. Last night, I got home at 10:30 at night, and I was alone. If I see a shadowy figure, and it doesn't matter. It's not prejudice. That's just personal safety. If I see somebody who looks like they're drunk or maybe they're high, of course I'm going to cross the street.
That's a prejudice.
Yes, then I can say I'm prejudiced against people who are visibly drunk and high. Sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But that's not a color issue. That's not a race issue.
That's not what I didn't say that it was. I'm saying saying we all have prejudices built on, I can't stand to be around people who drink because my mother was an alcoholic. I will not be around people who are drunk or who are excessively drinking.
Right.
And I have a very strong prejudice that is built on what I grew up around. It's the same. The point is the same thing. It could be skin color. It could be whether you smoke. It could be whether you're fat. It could be whether you're stupid. It could be whether you are anything. Name something that we don't like about other people. And that's what I'm saying. We build our prejudices based on what our experiences are or what we're taught. And what I'm saying is you can teach people in school or in home circumstances not to be prejudiced. You can explain. And that's one of the things that I sort of making reference to my grandson again. And it isn't, oh, goody-goody Dougie and his family, aren't they wonderful? No, but they're fairly smart. And there is value in people no matter what the color of their skin or not. There are plenty of white people that I wouldn't want to have anything to do with because they're horrible human beings. It hasn't got anything to do with the color of their skin. It just has to do with that they're horrible human beings. And so, but I learned
white that trash
from learning. Yeah. I learned that from the experiences that I've had or what I was taught. It doesn't make any difference what the prejudice is. You can be taught it or taught not to have it by your exposure or your basic education. You're taught things. We learn pretty much. We don't have to learn how to breathe, but we do have to learn how to think, how to eat, how to sustain ourselves, how to live. And those things are things that we can be really, we can be victorious, if you will, in the world of trying to get along with people or not. And so what I'm saying about this guy, Amodio's study, he applies it to minorities. I think you can apply it to almost anything and come out of it with a better life and a better situation. Why would you want to have upset? Why would you want to have people just because of their own ignorance not want to get along with people? And yet I can hear people who are yelling at the radio right now, what do you mean, you arrogant son of a bee? What do you know about prejudice? You grew up in white, lily white Framingham. No, I didn't. The first encounter I had with a black guy was he beat the hell out of me when I was in high school. And so, does that mean I don't like black people? No. It just means I don't like him. It could have been a white kid that beat me up for the same reason. I took his football. It was a basketball. I don't remember what it was, but it was a football. And
well, clearly you were asking for it.
Yes, right. I picked up the football and threw it back into the game. I was walking down the street. And this guy, they were all black guys playing the game. And he said, well, you, Whitey, don't touch my football, after I picked it up and threw it back at them because I thought they wanted their football back. So he ran at me, jumped on top of me, and beat the hell out of me. I still today don't know why. So you could use that incident and come up with the same sort of conclusions. I think we've discussed this enough. It's 20 after the hour.
It's time for the biggest bridal sale of the season at David's Bridal, where you'll find the perfect dress for your style and your budget. Select wedding dresses, originally $300 to $600, are now just $99. Plus, take $100 off select designer wedding dresses and $20 off all bridesmaid dresses. Hurry in. This sale ends October 4th, only at David's Bridal.
Get the Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly.
All right, so if you're listening to this, you're thinking, what are we, why are we listening to this? Because this person sounds like Doug in female.
This is Angela Lansbury. At the age of 90, 25 years after the first singing of Beauty and the Beast, the theme.
Ever just the same. Ever a surprise.
12 million views on YouTube, this thing's gotten.
Yeah.
Ever as the
25th anniversary.
Ever just as sure.
Of Beauty and the Beast.
As the sun will rise.
So the pianist is the composer Alan Menken.
As time.
Singing the song during the celebration in New York.
As old as song.
At the end, she spoke her line to her character's son. Run along, get in the cupboard, Chip. So do we have that on the end of this?
Yes.
Do we suppose we do? How long do we have to listen to this again?
Hey, first of all, for all of us who grew up on Beauty and the Beast, this was a huge moment, and that's why it has 12 million views.
Uh-huh.
Well, here you go. This will be the very end now.
Okay.
For 90, she sounds pretty good.
That's fine.
As old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Run along and get in the cupboard, Chick. Tom
there
is in bed. Good night, love.
Nice. Actually, that's quite nice. Sweet. Don't you think?
Absolutely.
Sweet. 26 past the hour, musically speaking. All right, here's something else that's sweet. Adam Levine has become a father. Baby girl Levine born to Adam Levine and his wife. Is it Bahati?
Yeah.
They've welcomed baby girl. He said he was over the moon in an interview earlier this year, expecting to become a dad. His wife is a Victoria's Secret model.
They have such a tough life. Rock star, model. So typical.
I know. They documented her pregnancy on Instagram, too, for the last couple of months. They also had, because of this, cancellation of the Maroon 5 show in Hartford on Monday this week. Statement on the website of the band reads, Maroon 5 show in Hartford was happening in conjunction with the group's fall tour, canceled because of the birth of frontman Adam Levine's baby. So they also put a video out on Twitter apologizing for the inconvenience the canceled shows may cause fans, reassuring them the missed dates will be rescheduled early next year. So, nice.
And congratulations. Last night and congratulations to them. Last night they announced the name of the baby girl is Dusty Rose Levine.
Dusty Rose. Better than Dusty Rhodes.
I mean, right? That's a weird... Like, why can't you just name your kid something normal?
Yeah.
Frederica. Dusty Levine.
Frederica Levine. All right, here's the band Gorillaz. They have their fans... found some hints in a website code, looks like, Victoria.
Yeah, the Gorillaz, I'm a big fan of Gorillaz, and they haven't put out an album since 2010.
Really?
Their last original album. In 2014, they did a hit singles collection. But people have been waiting and waiting and waiting for new music, and the nerds hacked their website and found that there's a page built into the back end of the website for touring information. So everybody exploded on the internet yesterday. They have a touring page set up. There's no dates on it. There's no new album yet, but they have a touring page, so that gave everyone hope. And so today, on their Instagram page, it's speculated that they'll announce new music coming soon today.
A new album next year featuring Snoop Dogg, amongst others. So was he in the band earlier, or is he just a friend of the band?
In the 2010 album called Plastic Beach, he's a guest star in one of the songs, so he must be friends with the band, because if he's coming back again...
28 after the hour.
A picture doesn't say 1,000 words. In fact, a picture doesn't even say one word. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You've heard the saying many times before, a picture says 1,000 words. But the reality is that a picture says no words at all. The words, if any are said about the picture, come from inside the observer, not the picture. It's the very reason why people have different reactions to pictures. A picture is what a picture is, but it's our view of that picture that creates the words to label what we see. When you understand that a picture only holds the words that your brain speaks, then you will see more clearly how your experience shapes your vision. And that is a huge step toward awareness. For more on perspective, visit drchristianconti.com.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Rich McFadden here. Kara, let's have an update. Kara has broken her leg, been out for 3 weeks now, and is going to be out for a couple more weeks. There's a stiff price, a lesson to be learned in where you run. She's very interested in exercise and likes to go running. And went running in a place where it probably isn't a good idea to go running, frankly. If you're not sure of the ground where you are, best not to take the chance.
She's trail running,
Yeah, right. All right, speaking about not taking the chance, there's a sort of theme here to our conversation. I'm trying to dig a little deeper, as I hope all of you recognize, when we get into a conversation that's serious here. It's not about what everybody else is talking about. We certainly have heard what the police chief says about what happened in Charlotte and Tulsa and all of that stuff, and the ridiculous reaction of people in Charlotte. There were more peaceful protests than not last night, but that's first two nights were just ridiculous. It's shameful. We should be ashamed of these people, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Now, having said that,
There are other ways of looking at some of these issues. We have a problem in our country with prejudice. We have a country, as human beings, we have a problem with prejudice, and that was sort of the point we were making earlier on. Here's something that you're going to maybe flip out a little bit. There's a ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals, which basically dismissed a lawsuit yesterday brought by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the EEOC, another overcooked government bureaucracy. That's my opinion. Anyway, the lawsuit was brought against an insurance company processing claims that rescinded a job offer to a woman because she was wearing dreadlocks. So she'd been interviewed, and they hadn't seen her. She got the job. And then when she showed up for work, they said, maybe not. The company's reasoning, according to the documents in court, the hairstyle tends to get messy, and employees must be groomed in such a way that a professional and business-like image is projected. So you have dreadlocks, and that projects a messy... I suppose maybe I can understand some honky thinking that it isn't business-like. I can see that. Somebody's saying that, and we don't want that. We don't want your kind here.
I can't imagine a black person saying that dreadlocks get messy. I think that obviously.
No, a white person would say.
I
said honky.
I
made it clear that it was a honky that would say that.
Oh, okay.
If you go back to the Civil Rights Act of 1964, it's unlawful for an employer to refuse to hire somebody or to fire them on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. So is this prohibition of dreadlocks, does that go along with your race? Is it because you are black? I've seen white people with dreadlocks, frankly. Matter of fact, I saw somebody the other day. Where the heck was I? Someplace in Los Angeles, some dude had dreadlocks. Where the heck was I? I think I was in a restaurant or something. Whatever. I remember seeing that and thinking,
go to Brooklyn. All of Brooklyn would be unemployed then if they could discriminate against dreadlocks.
Right.
Well, but white people with dreadlocks usually means that you're some trust fund kid. My brother's a cop.
Big hipster thing.
Oh, yeah. My brother's a cop, and all of the white protesters that they get down in D.C., it's all these little trust fund brats that are looking to cause
trouble. See, listen to you. You're prejudiced against, against white people who come from money.
Yeah, white, spoiled white brats that protest down in D.C. and put shivs up their sleeve and taking swings at my brother on the front line of a protest line. Yeah, I'm very prejudiced against them.
All right. There you go. Guilty. All right, so what could we do to teach you not to have that prejudice, Rich?
See a different action from them. That would probably teach me.
Mm-hmm. And so how do we teach them not to take those actions?
I'll tell you the other thing is when I go to Jazz Fest in New Orleans. You see a lot of hippies that are with the white kids with the dreadlocks, and they don't shower. They're standing outside of concerts going, looking for a miracle, which means anybody got a free ticket you want to give me? And they're just...
That's what that means? If somebody said to me, you're looking for a miracle?
You're outside of a concert looking for a miracle, you're looking for a free ticket. And they get it. Somebody gives them one.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, 20 minutes after the show starts, you can't sell it. Here, take it.
Huh.
So...
I've just learned something.
Yeah, so that's my experience with white kids with dreadlocks.
There you go. Okay. So, I haven't got anything else to say on top of that. That pretty much finishes that conversation. Brad Pitt being investigated by the FBI. Why? Why? Why should the FBI, even if this guy has abused his children, he's a horrible human being, he's a bad father, what the heck is the FBI involved in this?
He did it on an airplane, I bet you.
That's the only reason that they issued a statement saying that they're gathering facts to see if they have to open an investigation. It's just because it happened
on an airplane.
So now the FBI has become the national police force?
Yeah.
Huh?
It's because it happened at an airport. It's federal.
Why? Why is the FBI? Why don't you get the police force at the airport to do it? What do we need the FBI to do it for?
That's a good question.
The FBI is the Federal Bureau of Investigation. How is this a federal case? They're
same
making
the FBI,
a federal case out of it.
Checks out. The same reason Congress wants to know why baseball uses steroids and wants to know why banks have different sales techniques. Wells Fargo. Why are they questioning them?
The why is division? The FBI in charge of airspace, yeah. though?
Thank
That's
you.
Weird.
Yeah, it should be the FAA.
If
it's
anything,
too
right.
much government, too many bureaus, too many investigators, too many people drawing a paycheck that are trying to justify their existence. There is such a thing as the Division of Children and however, whatever your
and
state
family
calls
services.
It.
Yeah,
right.
yeah.
All right, and those are the people that should be doing this.
They had to hand over because they didn't have jurisdiction, because the FBI does. It seems ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
How'd they get this power? Who gave them the power to do this? I didn't. You didn't. So who did? Where's the FBI come off getting involved in this sort of thing? I'm not telling you the main part of the story is, at least from my point of view, my attitude toward the FBI and others that do government overreach. That doesn't mean that I'm condoning what Brad Pitt apparently has done, or is doing, or has been doing. He's an abusive jerk. That's what I read into
so
all
it
this
would
stuff.
Seem. Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, someone right. on the plane called down to the airport in Minnesota where they stopped to refuel. So mm-hmm. some crew member thought it was enough to call down to, the airport. So yeah. I'm not sure what happened. It sounds like it was just, a bad family incident.
It does sound that way, doesn't it? All
it's
right.
a family incident, and
well,
unless
and
there
it's backed
is something
up by
really
her
going.
Filing for divorce the very next day.
Right.
That
okay.
would tell you it probably wasn't
so
a
So now the FBI is going to get involved in divorces?
Yeah.
It's very busy.
Yep.
I don't think so. You're going to sell me on that one. 43 past the hour.
Hi, this is Jennifer Horn from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. We'd love to hear your opinions. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us why you listen. Tell us about yourself. Tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 in cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this, do this. Find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Get the Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know that have fallen and injured themselves? Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
Share it. The Galleria of Jewelry presents the Pandora Autumn Collection. Sterling silver charms, muted jewel tones, and luminescent pearls are just a few of the beautiful new jewelry pieces you'll find at the Pandora Boutique at Jared. It's a whole new way to shop for Pandora. Jared's specially trained Pandora experts will help you mix, match, and stack to create a look that's all you. The season's most gorgeous Pandora styles at the perfect place to find them. That's why she went to Jared.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
46 after the hour, Doug with Victoria and Rich. Food fraud. As we get into some food news, this is something that is becoming almost overwhelming when you, as a farmer and somebody who's selling things that are grown on the farm, and I support, as you know, with my own talent, if that's what it is, my own interest in agriculture, a radio program that we do every week. I don't say we, it's not we, it's me. It's called the American Family Farmer, focused on some of the problems that family farmers are having and how to fix them. One of the problems that you're having as a consumer is with food fraud. In general, the vegetables that you buy, the fruit that you buy, because the government has allowed this thing to get as bad, the government shouldn't ever have been involved. It should be that the states or the companies themselves just decide, we're going to put a label. The grocery chains stop. Shop, Kroger's, Publix, Whole Food, you name it. They decide on their own that they want to put labels on the food. Country of origin labels, what state they come from, what's the name of the farm. But now the federal government has prohibited that. You cannot voluntarily put on food a description or a definition or a whatever of where it comes from. And so not only do we have all of this stuff coming in from offshore, the food, the vegetables, we got fish. And the fish is becoming, I'm getting to the point where I don't want to eat fish because I don't know what I'm eating.
Right.
This scam involving fraudsters from all around the world substituting cheap products for more expensive food, more expensive fish. Seafood fraud. 1 in 5 seafood samples tested in studies across the world have found it to be true that people are giving you stuff, selling you stuff that's not as expensive because they want to make more money. Like stuff that's sold as haddock, presented as cod, that kind of stuff. Seafood is the number one problem in food fraud. 1/3 of all the fish that you buy and eat is not what you think it is.
That's terrible.
And where's the government in all of this? Nah, they're too busy trying to find out whether Brad Pitt did something. I mean, this is what I'm talking about, wasting resources. Why shouldn't we feel secure as Americans that the food we're buying, this is a $15 billion a year business now, according to the Grocery Manufacturers Association. This is a big problem. And it may be that the food companies or the food stores are in it. In some cases, they're not in it. They're buying stuff that they don't really know. They know the consumer wants more fish, so they buy fish. They don't know what they're buying. So I'm getting to the point of wanting to stay away from fish, right? What am I going to eat? I have to start eating cardboard 10 minutes before the hour.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and fiber. provide the nutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Veterans of the Radio Wars, that's what we are here, and we're going to, there's no war involved, this is War and Peace, and we're going to bring you a peaceful overview of the top five technology items this week to well foot into our discussions of what's been going on this past week, of September 19th to the 23rd, so I'll be the big voiced announcer as usual. Victoria Keelan will give you the update on the top five stories, starting with number five.
Well, this week the FDA decided that they have to do something about the opioid use in America, which the opioid overdose epidemic, which it is an epidemic at this point. So they've decided that the best course of action might be an app that helps people geographically find what they call the kill shot, which is a shot of, if you've overdosed on an opioid like the way Prince did when they landed his plane and made an emergency landing a week before he died, if you've OD'd on heroin or opioids or other painkillers, then you need a prescription for a drug called naloxone or naloxone, and it's apparently very difficult to get this prescription. It's a lot easier to get the opioids. And so now what the FDA wants you to do, they want app developers for $40,000. You can win the contest if you can develop an app that allows someone in distress to look at an app and see geographically around them who has the nearest prescription for the naloxone injection, which sounds as bizarre as it sounds.
All right. I'm going to admit to being distracted. I'm just looking at the video of this shooting. I have not seen it before. It takes my breath away to look at this.
Oh, I thought you were actually going to say you were looking at the video of the woman who OD'd on opioids in the grocery store yesterday, and her toddler tried to revive her. Mm-hmm. So that's literally what the naloxone shot would do in that instance. But it's a terrible, terrible problem.
Right. All right. Let's move to the number four item this week in the world of technology.
And another app that's being described as Waze for groceries. Waze, of course, is the travel and driving app that allows you to see real-time traffic results. This is called Basket, and this is for grocery shopping. And this will tell you, you type in what your grocery list is. You say, I need to get some blueberries, or I need to get some coconut oil, and whatever else is on your list. And it will tell you what the prices are listed at grocery stores geographically around you. And this app has been developed on a real grassroots level. The back end of it has been consumers who are being paid to shop and go and snap photos of the SKUs with their smartphones, and that way they've built up a 900,000 SKU database so far for Basket. And Basket is a free app on iOS and Android.
All right. That's something for you to look for. Number three.
Well, of course, Monday night, the big debate night. And if you're not near a television or if you're not in a bar somewhere watching, you can watch on Twitter now. Twitter has partnered with Bloomberg Media, and they will be live streaming the debates, not just tomorrow night's debate, but they'll be live streaming all of the debates coming up, including the vice presidential debates. So if you're not a Twitter user, you can also go onto YouTube and Facebook. They will also be airing a live stream of all the debates.
All right. That may or may not be exciting. You have to wait and kind of see. Number two this week.
This was a big partnership announcement this week between Tinder and Spotify. And it may sound odd at first, but Tinder is a dating app, and you have your profile set up. You have all the things about you that you would think are appealing to another person. And now you can add your music preferences. So this is actually a really cool thing if you want to link up your Spotify lists, your playlists, with your dating app. And that way you can attract people. And Tinder has now written an algorithm. They will now match you based on your music compatibility. So if you really love country music, they'll assume that you probably want to be with another country music fan. So it'll be interesting to see how people react to this. Some people initially thought this was a great idea, and they love talking about music, and it's a big part of their life and who they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a big compatibility issue. Other people say, I don't want to date someone who has the same music taste as me. That's boring.
All right, number one, actually. This is big, the Yahoo story.
This is huge. 500 million email accounts have been hacked on Yahoo. So if you haven't already reset your password, do it immediately. This is probably going to be a developing story over the next few months. A guy named Peace, which sounds like the opposite of Peace. He's a hacker. He's the one who did it, and he's taking claim for it. And it's not good. So all we know, passwords, dates of birth, and other information have all been compromised. If you're a Yahoo user.
He's going to sell it for $1,800, this guy.
Bitcoin.
Yeah. All right, that's the technology news of the week, 59 past the hour.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.